That's about it for now.
Remember last week, by the way, real quick, and we can wrap it up. We've gone our time here.
Yeah,
but,
we're done.
When we were talking
about...
I'll hold
this other story, because there's a really funny chimney story. We'll get into that next podcast.
Okay.
It's really funny.
Spoilers, we were talking about, you know, and when it's okay to do it. We were giving Trudy a hard time because of what she said. Did you see some of the people online?
All about Sixth Sense? Yeah.
Yeah, because we were calling her a cunt.
Yeah.
So people are like... What did Trudy do? They got the guys talking about her like that. What did she do to them? Like all these people talking, that's uncalled for.
What's your language in front of the
they're,
lady?
They're upset even though you guys had reason because she ruined the movie for you and Mark.
And I think they were like, well, no, the
she probably
the
heard wind of it
down.
And she's like, oh, I can't believe it. And of course, she's been told the story all wrong, all distorted.
Yeah, of course. And they're, you know, people are, well, you know, we thought here they, you know, the fairy tale's coming apart.
Yeah,
we thought they were all friends and literally we know.
Right.
Stop it.
Trudy's great.
Nobody hates Trudy. And
God,
and
we're all
joking about it for years. I mean, we've done that bit on the air for years.
All in fun. Just could never, until a podcast, use the C word. But,
exactly.
But it was all because of revealing before Mark and Mike saw Sixth Sense that she said, why do you want to go see a movie where, you know, the...
You know he's
How
a ghost.
How did she say it? Yeah, where you know he's a ghost.
It was like, where are you going? I'm going to see Sixth Sense. Why? You know Bruce Willis is a ghost. Why are you going
right.
to see that?
And it right. was like, and so she ruined it, even though you guys stayed sheltered from hearing about
all
it all
morning long.
And then she erected. So use the C word. But no. Everybody digs Trudy, no problem there. And all the best of luck in her new venture, by the way.
But they're in the paper this morning in the Life section of the Detroit Free Press. They got a humongous article on exactly what we were talking about last week.
Is that right?
About when's it okay to spoil something? When is it technically not a spoiler anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the asshole? The guy that's going, don't ruin it for me.
Yeah.
Or you know, the people who are trying to ruin things for people. Or,
yeah, right.
You know, when can you officially talk about something
that's
aired?
Right.
And like that whole thing. And they of course, mention the two movies that we talked about. The one you mentioned, The Crying Game.
Yeah.
And the one, and then The Sixth Sense that we were talking about, which is, it just was funny seeing these people react online to our conversation about Trudy and all that.
Sure.
And then here, bang, right in the paper, you know.
Yeah, there it is.
They're talking about those movies and that exact scenario.
Yes.
It's pretty funny, man.
They reveal a lot of stuff in the paper now, too, I've noticed, about movies.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, anymore when they talk about movies, they pretty much throw the whole plot out there, the whole fucking nine yards, you know?
Yes. Too often they do.
I can't wait to see this Gravity movie everybody's talking about.
I saw it.
I know. Did you see it? I was going to ask you. You were talking about going to see it over the weekend.
Yes.
Did you like it?
I did. Beth and I went and saw it.
I'm jealous.
Opening weekend.
Oh,
we went.
Trish and I are going to go see that for sure.
Yeah.
I normally never get to the movie theater.